Hey, thanks for sticking around for one final interview. I have Greg Mason and Lori Beck in the studio talking about the UNR ski swap. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me here today.
Of course. Lori, how are you?
I'm good as well, and appreciate the opportunity to talk about the ski team.
Of course. And so speaking of the swap, Greg, you are a veteran. I mean, you've been around, what, you've been a part of this for 22 years, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been, I think I started doing the swap around 1996, and prior to that, it was going on for several years, maybe 10 or 15 or so.
Okay.
But, yeah, we've been doing this for 20-some-odd years, and over the years, it's changed somewhat.
Right.
You know, we've online sales have cut into our profits. It should, again, all of our profits pretty much support the team.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
And the team, you know, meaning the UNR ski team,
exactly,
right?
UNR ski team. And some of our members are part of the UNR Winter Sports Club.
Oh, very cool. So UNR Ski Swap, what is kind of the brainchild behind this, or what's the idea, I guess?
Yeah, the whole idea is that this was a fundraising mechanism for the ski team.
Okay.
So what happens is we have a vendor or vendors come in, and they have almost brand new equipment, and some of it's used, but mostly it's brand new, last year's equipment, so it's quality stuff that's nice and shiny and new. And then we also offer an opportunity for individuals in town that have some ski equipment they'd like to sell or clothing they'd like to sell, and we take that on a consignment basis.
Okay.
How it works is we take 25% commission, and that goes to support the team, and the rest of it goes back to the individual.
Okay, very cool. Well, how could you help out somebody a little bit, but you also get a little something in return, of course?
Exactly. You know, and with our vendors, we're going to have, you know, thousands and thousands of virtually brand new equipment available great prices. I mean, these are beyond sale prices.
Very cool. So you get some great equipment down there. You help out the UNR ski team. And so, yeah, online sales has kind of cut in a little bit, right?
It has. But, you know, people sometimes like to, you know, you want to go, it's like buying a car. You want to touch it and feel it and look
exactly
at it.
Exactly so.
And I think that's a lot of it that we, people are still interested in doing that as opposed to trying to buy something unseen or untouched online, if you will.
Yeah, you're providing that personal touch. And also, I mean, it's a bunch of like-minded, ski-loving people in one place.
That's exactly it. And
right?
And the other thing is we do have people on staff or on site, I should say, available to help you select the equipment that's just right for you. You know, some people think they want the particular kind of ski, but it's maybe in a way an advanced ski for them, or maybe it's too much of a beginner ski for their level of skiing. So we have people there to help you fit the, you know, match you up with the perfect piece of equipment, make sure the boots fit correctly, etc. Because that's, you know, boot fitting is kind of a science almost.
Yeah, it really is. And if you know, you don't want it too tight or too loose, because that's going to create some problems for
right,
you.
Right. And just to clarify, you know, when we when we open it up for individuals to sell their equipment, there's some things we don't accept. And that would be helmets, because we can't certify that they haven't been in the crash, so we don't accept those.
Right.
Bindings, if they're on the ski, that's fine, but just loose bindings, we don't want those. No gloves, socks, beanies, just excess poles and base layers. You know, nobody wants somebody else's long johns, you know?
Probably not. Yeah, I would think that'd be a deal breaker.
Yeah, but outerwear, like jackets and ski pants and boots and that kind of stuff, absolutely, we're looking for that.
Very cool. And we'll get to the nuts and bolts of the date and time and everything like that in a second. But Lori, I mean, you and our ski team, you are kind of intimately involved with them, right? I mean, you're kind of the historian in a way.
I'm not only a historian, but a practitioner in that I was running the program in the 80s and
took
a little hiatus, and I'm back in the 2000s to make sure this program continues in a very positive and successful manner.
Fantastic. Is there a financial goal you're going for every year, or especially this year maybe?
Every year our financial goal is to come out in the black.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
You have said that correctly. It's often a chore, and it takes a community. And we have a great ski community here in the Reno, Tahoe area. And we hope to engage them in helping us support this highly successful team.
Definitely. And, I mean, it's successful is right. And what better way to help out somebody than with finances? And also, if you have a team coming from this area that's just killing it, or skiers from this area that are killing it even to the Olympic level, I mean, that's only good news for us, and it's going to bring people here to ski. It's good for tourism, if you think about it.
Absolutely. It's good all the way around for the Reno community financially, our ski resorts, keep those lift ticket prices down, and let the tourists pay the big bucks. And most of our team members, almost exclusively, are from the Northern Nevada, Northern California area.
Very cool. So keeping it very hyper-local, hyper-regional.
And there and we've got some great talent coming out of our own region.
All right. Well, do you have anybody on hand that you off the top of your head?
Absolutely. In 2018 season, we had a skier from Truckee, California, named Nico Monfort, who was the champion of the U.S. Collegiate Ski Association champion of the men's skier cross. In addition to that, his four sidekicks on the team won the team skier cross championship. And this is a national championship with over 100 teams involved.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Right. We've had multiple national championships. The ski team at the University of Nevada was begun in the 1920s.
Yeah.
It has come and gone, but for the most part persisted until this day in some form or another. We've had multiple national championships. We've also have 7 athletes in the University of Nevada Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, just keeping that in mind, how can you not support this program if it's going to get these people at that level?
Exactly. I mean, this is such a great program, and it generates the funds, partial funds necessary to support this team.
Okay. Very cool. So you and our ski swap, let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get in the nuts and bolts. First of all, it's at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. You know, that's right across the street from or just south of the Atlantis Casino. Mm-hmm. The entrance into the swap is the entrance that faces the casino. Also, it's important to note that parking is free and admission to the swap is free. And that's a big deal, I think.
All right.
So if you're interested in bringing your own items to sell, public check-in is this coming Thursday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. So that's the public check-in. The swap actually opens at 5 o'clock Friday evening and goes until 9:30. Saturday it's 10 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 3.
All right. Well, all right. Well, that's all the information I think people really need to get in their heads.
Anything? Yeah, the big thing is free. That's free admission and free parking. That's huge.
Exactly. So get your stuff sold and help out the UNR ski team. Anything else you folks want to add before we conclude? Yeah, Lori, go for it.
Our team members will be there to assist you. I know Greg touched on that, but I'd like to note that we will have current team members on site to strike up a conversation and get to know the players.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you both for coming in. And okay, I guess that's all
thank
I got.
Yes, thank you, Ian. Appreciate being here.
All right, cool. Check out the UNR Ski Swap. Thank you both.
Thank you.